And I am delighted to have some company in the studio with me right now. Kindly coming all the way from Australia to perform here in Ōtautahi. I'm very lucky to have Big League in the studio.
Hello.
G'day, Liam.
How are you guys?
Oh, yeah, good. We're good. A little worse for wear, having been out and experienced what Christchurch has to offer last night.
I have to say, stoked that you started with karaoke.
Yeah, well,
that's brilliant.
It wasn't the game plan, but
the vibrant music scene of Christchurch.
Singing songs at the pub.
I did a bit of The Killers, Mr. Brightside.
Oh, God.
Interspersed with some GBV-inspired high kicks as well.
It
was a real mess out there.
I didn't play down that we play in a band at all.
Hey, welcome to Christchurch. I'm glad you've experienced it now. So how's it all going? How's the tour, the travels?
Well, so far it's been mostly travelling. Our first ever New Zealand show is tonight.
Is it your first ever?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. That's so exciting.
We had a tour booked, in 2021.
Right.
And when the supposed bubble existed between Australia and New Zealand.
Right.
It lasted like 2 weeks.
And then you guys shut the door on us. We've been waiting to use our credits.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. This is exciting. Your Kiwi virginity is about to be lost.
It is very exciting. But we've been driving around before this year. I'm just having a little holiday.
Oh, nice. Good. Yeah, treat yourself. Treat yourself. First show here. What should the Christchurch audience be expecting?
Oh, well, I suppose competently written songs played at a high level of energy. I'd say the records, we try to, there's a lot to chew in the records, but I think we're just going for it in the shows.
Cool.
If you want to hear what we've actually said for 45 minutes, you can then buy the record and listen back.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. Just in case you forgot what was played, you need a reminder.
What the hell was that? What did you just say? I'll buy a record. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Are you guys quite regimented in your performance, or is it very read the room, go with the flow?
Generally stick to the same set, so that can always be as tight. Over the tour, we've probably got 12 songs, and we'll play 10.
There's a few that we like intersperse in and out depending on the vibe or who we're playing with. How long we have.
But we've been touring this album since June, and we're surprised. We're going through a period of the best supported shows we've ever been. More people are coming to them.
Great.
And that makes us excited too.
I've been surprised by what the energy of a crowd, what we give back in response to that. I've never thought I'd throw a guitar or anything like that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and it was just, so as far as the energy of the room conducting what's going to happen, we're very much influenced by that.
Is that longhand of saying it's on you guys?
That is atrocious behavior, young man, honestly. Pull your socks up, please. You're of course, you're not the full band, you're what, one half of it?
We're one half, yes. The other half is snoozing. They just arrived yesterday. We went out last night and met up, and then they're still snoozing upstairs in the Airbnb.
We're the morning crew. The Arvo drive show will get
Thank you. It's good you cover both bases, so that's great. Yes. So how do you work as a band? Because it's really interesting. Some bands, everyone has their roles.
Sure.
And others, everyone just kind of hands in the pie, mishmash, see what happens.
Yeah.
Where on the spectrum do you guys fall?
I suppose in the past it's been much closer to almost a solo project. But now we've all been playing together for so long now that we're quite comfortable. I'm quite comfortable with here, you do that bit, here, you do that
bit,
sort
of thing. Right.
So
of course,
I think it's a sign of how well we work together that now it's the closest to sort of a, not a democracy, but like a, everyone's contributing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably the most collaborative album we've done of all three
like,
of them.
I'm not telling Marie what to play on bass or
drums
or anything like that. Yeah.
Oh, so, that's so cool. And it's nice. Yeah, and it's nice, like, progression as well to make. Yeah. So, yeah, as you mentioned, Heathen Sound is this album you've recently released. Congratulations on it, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You ought to be stoked with it. It's very, very fun. Where was the idea from it birthed?
Well, I guess I just start writing songs.
Yeah,
And then when I've got enough, I stop. So I don't know.
Practical answer.
But I suppose every artist has a. They know when something's done, or maybe they don't, but they call it, and that's sort of.
Well, the last album before this one was our second album, and that was probably the most lo-fi thing we'd ever. Recorded and Trav recorded all at home. We had like a half renovated house that he was setting up little recording studios in like random corners that weren't being knocked down, and that was super lo-fi DIY. Trav didn't know when to stop mixing because, you know, there's no person.
Brian Wilson.
There's no one pumping the brakes, and so I think this one is the most like kind of, I guess, not poppy, but for us, like poppy and energetic.
Yeah,
produced, I guess, as well.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
But like, the big songs, we wanted them to be as big as they could be, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just start writing songs, and then by halfway through the album, I kind of have an idea of, I need to write some quieter ones or things like that.
Interesting.
Like,
totally.
On the tail end, I'm definitely colouring in and, an album.
Make
it flow nicely.
But there's definitely things that were ideas that came but didn't end up on the record, so they'll be for the next one.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah. I guess it must be the case for so many artists though, right? It's like you have too many ideas and you need to put some aside.
It's a good position to be in.
Yes. Not scraping an album together, you know?
And if you're you've got like I'll have a process, and if I don't do it often enough, I start to worry if I'm losing it. So then I end up in a situation where I can write a lot because it must be just like a muscle.
Talking to artists, sometimes new music and albums kind of really take a life of their own once you've started to be performed live a little bit and all that.
Yeah.
Have you experienced that with this album?
I mean, definitely there are things that you come across when you're playing it live and you're like, well, that actually sounds better than what it is on the record. We're doing something different simply because it sounds better live and it sounds, you just play it like the album is a little weak. But I think I've learned to let go of those things.
Interesting. Yeah, right.
You can always do more.
And it's funny, because we were recording them in little batches, you know, we didn't do the whole, it wasn't very quick, you know, we did three or four songs at a time over a weekend at our friend's recording studio at home, at his place, and little sections. So it was kind of over a while. And then to us, we've been playing them for ages, and it's funny that like no one else knows them yet, you know what I mean? And so when we'd been playing them, you know, with each other for ages, and then when we listened to the actual record, you're like, oh, that's what we did, you know, because we forget how they were, like, you know, on the record because we've been doing them live. So nice to hear the difference.
It sounds like a kind of lower pressure situation though, going and doing a few at a time type thing.
Yes,
totally.
I mean
I guess there's never a deadline, so did you say that I do it on my school holidays?
Oh, yeah. Trav works at a school, so it's always lined up for school holiday time. it's a very adult band schedule.
That's right. I was raised by two teachers. So
you know the vibe.
I lived on, like, the school holiday system whole life.
Yeah.
and did they remain teachers? Or
Because
I'm a tradesman. Like, I'm an electrician by trade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I've gone into that. And I don't know how you could ever leave the teaching profession after you're getting 14 weeks of holiday.
I know.
Do you remember when you left school and you just gutted that you don't get holidays anymore?
Oh, just devastated. And like, I have nephews now, and they're going to be at like school age, you know, eventually. And I can just tell I'm gonna get jealous again as an adult
of all their free time.
Oh, it must be nice.
Just hanging around playing with Legos and...
God, it's great. Hey, so you're playing with Hoi Hoi and Best Bets.
Yes.
Which is an insane get, both of those.
Right. Okay.
Both great acts.
They're both sick bands.
So and, good. We're so lucky.
We keep getting told, like, that's a sick lineup.
Yeah, it is.
And I just assumed Christchurch was just overflowing with sick bands.
I mean, we are.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
How, I mean, that's a great score. How did that one come together? No, it's just people you know, really, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we've been... We've been lucky though. So we have so many friends in Melbourne that are from New Zealand.
So
when we said that we were going to come here, so many of our friends were like, oh, you should play with my brother's band, or I've got a friend in here. One of our old guitarists, Jackson, that played with us, he's from New Zealand, and he hooked us up with his friend that's in Best Bets.
Insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
So lucky.
Oh my God, just such a good score.
The pressure's on. Everyone's been telling us how good the lineup is. So now we've really got to bring it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Oh, you don't want to be shown up at your own gig. Have you ever had disaster acts? Anything go wrong?
Like support acts?
No, as in you have shows that have. Anything terrible?
I don't know. I think that like the tradesman in me makes sure the tools are
ready to go.
Actually, at our first ever show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You couldn't be more nervous, and Trav leant forward to adjust something on his pedal board, and the strap slipped. His guitar fell and broke the headstock off.
Before
our set.
Brand new Les Paul.
Special
P90s. Yeah. And
that's devastating.
Yeah, and like you pick it up and you're like, what are you, Gibson? What are you?
Yeah, what the hell? Did you have like a spare guitar?
Yeah, we had all that. Yeah,
we had a ocean green Venus Vista Courtney Love special that Trav had had to play. So.
Quite
gorgeous.
Bit of a shift in
yeah.
But Gibson Les Paul. Like, hope they're not listening, but like.
Huge fans of the show.
Fender Strat, like it's like the AK-47 of guitars. You get sand
do
in it.
Do anything with it.
And just broken like that. Just guys, it has been a pleasure to chat to you, and I'm so excited for your show tonight. Before we run away, if people want to like follow you and keep up to date with what you're doing, where can they do that?
Okay, so. Everything is Big League Band, so on our Instagram, our Facebook, all that sort of thing. And
great.
And the website is bigleagueband.net.
We have like a cute little, Trav sends out a little email, personal little diary entry updates about what we've been up to, so we don't have
Saw something about
that. Yeah, so we don't have to rely on the algorithm gods and give Zuckerberg more money for advertising if we can just email everyone our stories directly. So if you want to do that instead, that's cool.
Yeah, I'll email you out like... tech info and what we've been doing in the studio.
Lovely.
Personal grievances.
Great. If you could just give me the specs of all the equipment you're using, chuck that in there.
People ask.
I don't doubt that. I'm sure people ask. Where was I going with this? Show tonight. Do you have any like warm-up routines? Any weird habits?
Not unless just try not to drink too many beers, is it?
I
think we're all doing that, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm the same when I have to, like, MC or host a gig. I've got to remember. I have to, like...
It's a fine balance between easing the nerves and still knowing what you're doing.
Just actually being sloppy. Yeah.
And looking at the opening acts and, like, oh, they're really good.
Uh-oh.
Trying not to
calm the nerves. So come see how we do tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Space Academy two-night big league plane. You don't want to miss that one. And sign up to their newsletter.
Yes.
As well. I think you're ahead of the game there, because I think they're coming, like, in vogue again.
Old school mailing list, yeah.
Yeah, well, because we're all sick of social media now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It doesn't work for anyone.
No.
So we're going back.
Yeah. Let's be pen pals.
Pen pals. Love that. So Space Academy tonight with Best Bets and Hoi Hoi. Guys, thank you so, so much.
Cheers, Leo.
For joining me this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure. For our audience right now, this is the Heathen Sound Tour, so we better play something from Heathen Sound.
Ooh.
So we better play the title track from Heathen Sound, which is Heathen Sound. And now I've said it too many times. From Big League, here is Heathen Sound. Do enjoy.